Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
People make the world go round.
I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, "Hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses." And I was like, "Really? Meet your boss?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Okay."
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody else around the world? That's right. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and we're broadcasting on our internet radio show. We're broadcasting on 7 continents. That means we're broadcasting worldwide for everybody to listen to the radio show. That's right. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm bringing you all this good music and all this sports news and all the information that we're bringing on our radio show. That's right. It's bringing forward for you this week. And this is Monday, so this is the first day of the week for us to bring information to you on our radio show. So the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the sun is shining, the skies are clear, and the weather's like 95 degrees. I told you it was going to get hot in Las Vegas, and it's getting ready to get hot. In fact, by Father's Day, it's going to be 100 degrees. That's right. The weather is getting warm all day long. It's starting to get summertime weather right here in the desert, which is where Las Vegas is. It's in the desert in the middle of Nevada. So we are getting ready to enter the hot weather, and it's going to be hot. Oh, yeah, it's going to be hot. And if you go to the strip, you can see all the girls walking up and down on the strip wearing bikinis and wearing shorts and tank top T-shirts and bikini top T-shirts. And all the guys are walking around in short pants, and they have tank tops and T-shirts on. Oh, yeah, it's a candy store on the strip. Everybody can see whatever they desire is on the street looking well. So that's what's going on the strip. And everybody's going into the casinos doing gambling, so it's a lot of money being spent in Las Vegas and a lot of money being won inside the casino. And everybody's drinking. That's right. Everybody is drinking in the casino. In fact, they're walking up and down the street with drinks in their hands, because you can drink on the strip in Vegas as long as you have it in a glass or a cup. You can't have a beer can on the strip because they don't allow that. But if you got a cup, then you can drink beer as you walk down the street. Or you can drink a margarita or a stiff drink, gin and juice, or Bacardi and Coke, or something like that. You can do that in Las Vegas on the strip. So all you got to do is have a paper cup or a plastic cup and drink your drinks as you walk up and down the street. Yes. You can do that in Las Vegas. It's the entertainment capital of the world. So you come here, and this is an adult playground. So everybody comes to Vegas, and they have a good time. All right, let's talk sports. Everybody, we're involved in the NBA Finals right now, and we played two games in the final series, and they got to play the best out of seven. So the first team that wins four games will be the new world champions in NBA basketball. That's right. So far, the Toronto Raptors from Canada are playing against the two-time defending champions, Golden State Warriors. And the Raptors won the first game 119-109. Oh, man, they upset everybody when they won the first game. So the second game they played yesterday, which was Sunday, they played that in San Francisco, and the Golden Gate Warriors won the game. They only won it by 5 points. It was 109 to 104. So the Golden Gate Warriors barely won the game. But that doesn't matter because now it's one win apiece. It's tied up, and they have one game apiece for the national, for the world championship and the world, the NBA championship is going to come down to the first team to win four games. And I'm thinking that the series is going to go seven games. And I'm hoping, yes, I'm a California native, I'm hoping that the Golden Gate Warriors win the game and they become the three-time national champions. They become the world champions for the third year in a row. So that's what I'm hoping that's going to happen. But the Toronto Raptors have upset everybody, and they've been playing really good basketball. So I don't know what their strategy is, but they've been winning. So they made it all the way to the championship. So now it's just a matter of seeing who can win. They got to win three games, and the first team to win three out of the remaining five games will be the national, the world champions, the NBA world champion. So we'll wait and see what happens. They play again tonight. So check your TVs, check your stereos, and see if you can follow the game, because game three is tonight, and they're playing in the Golden Gate Warriors house. They're playing in San Francisco. So I'm hoping that the Warriors win. And I'm putting my money on the Warriors to win tonight. And they can jump ahead in the series. Okay. Well, that's all I want to say about the sports. Okay. DJ Papa D, time for a commercial break. Or a commercial or something. Where am I thinking? How about playing a comedy spot and then play another song and then drop the commercial spot? Let's do it like that. And we'll be back for some more of the show in a minute.
When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow. And my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids. And I learned how to cook and how to fish. And I learned how to make kites. And I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like six feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time.
Bye.
running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activities.
So the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. By going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents. It's a worldwide radio show. And I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting the show. So listen to the story that I have to tell you. But before I tell you the story, I want to make an announcement. Anybody that's doing anything to solve the homeless problem in the communities that you live in, if you're listening to my radio show, I want you to be a call-in guest on the show on Friday between 3 and 4 o'clock. And you need to tell us what you're doing to solve the homeless situation in your neighborhood, anywhere around the world. We need to talk to you, and maybe your information can be good for somebody else in the city that they live in. So your information may be just what they need to hear to put their programs into effect in their city. So on Friday, from 3 to 4 o'clock, we dedicate that radio show to solving the homeless problem in your city. So call me, and we'll talk about it live on the radio. Okay. Yeah, I want to tell you that I'm running for president in 2020, so you can call up Storytime with gmoney.com and you can order the comedy album, because I have several comedy albums for sale, and you can also order products from the store. We have a G-Money store where you can get products with G, with the $3 sign, which is the symbol for G-Money, and that's my symbol. And that's my brand. So anything that you buy in the store or on the website, the comedy albums or the products, the money that you spend will go to my campaign, because I'm running for president. And I can use the money to do my commercials and so forth on the radio and on the TV stations, so that I can get the word out that I'm running for president. I'm an independent candidate, so I don't have any Democratic money, and I don't have any Republican money. I'm running as an independent. So I got to fund my own campaign. So with your help, I can do that. So pull up the website, storytimewithgmoney.com. And buy a few of my comedy albums and buy some of the products from my store. And the money that you spend will go toward my campaign. So it'll help me run for president in 2020. All right. Well, today I got a story to tell you. I was at UC Davis. That's the college I went to after I graduated from my two-year college. I transferred up north to Northern California to a college that was right outside Sacramento, and it was in Davis, California. And we had a chapter that we had gotten started by pledging myself and two other brothers into the fraternity, but we pledged through Cal State Hayward in the Bay Area, close to Oakland, and we pledged and joined the brothers there to activate the chapter that was Delta Beta. That was the name of the chapter, and since we pledged in Delta Beta, we activated a chapter that had been founded like 25 years earlier than when I went to college at UC Davis. It was founded at Cal State Hayward, but nobody had activated the chapter because nobody had pledged the fraternity in like 20 years. So when we pledged the chapter, we pledged with six guys from the Bay Area, and we pledged with three guys, myself and two other guys from UC Davis, and we activated the chapter of Delta Beta with the nine new carnations. That was the name of our line. The nine of us reactivated the chapter. So Cal State Hayward was doing the things that they were doing at their university. But after we pledged in UC Davis in 1978, in 79, we had our first pledge class. I was the dean of pledges, and I pledged 12 brothers. And of the 12 brothers, I picked six of them to be on my step team. They would be the steppers for the fraternity. We used to do a step show. They called it a Greek show, where the fraternity brothers would be stepping, and they would be entertaining the crowd at their college campus. And so we would start rehearsing, and we would perform at UC Davis at lunchtime. We would get out on the yard, and we would step. We would be marching, doing drill team steps and stuff like that for the entertainment of the students at the college. Well, our brothers had called us from Cal State Hayward, and they asked us to come down and put on a performance at the dance they were giving at Cal State Hayward. So we decided that we would go down to the dance, and we got in our cars, and it was three cars for the march team because there was only seven of us that went down to the college. So it was seven of us that got into three cars. We had my car, which was a 65 Mustang. That was pretty. Oh, it was a good-looking car. And then we had a 78 Pinto. That was a Ford Pinto. And then we had a 74 Datsun B210. And so the three of us rode to Hayward, California, and we got down there, and we met with the brothers from Delta Beta chapter that were at Cal State Hayward, and we met with them, and we talked with them, and they had set up a dance on their campus. So we went down, and we got dressed up and our outfit, because we always wore blue and white when we performed. So we wore blue pants and white shirts. And since I was the leader, I wore white pants and a blue shirt. So we stepped out and walked onto the campus and walked into the dance. And they had the music playing, and all the kids from Cal State Hayward, all the black students, were at the dance, and they were enjoying themselves. And we came in the middle of the dance, and I walked onto the floor, and I said, "Brothers!" And everybody stopped and looked at me, and I said, "Brothers, I need all my brothers to come to the floor." And all of us walked out on the dance floor. And then I said, "Brothers, are we ready to throw down?" And they said, "Yes, big brother, serious business. we're ready to throw down. And I said, all right, well, let's march then. And all of the brothers lined up, the seven brothers, we all lined up in a straight line, and the other brothers lined up around the floor where the dance was held in the gym. They lined up in a big circle around us, and we made it obvious for everybody in the gym to be able to see us perform in the middle of the gym on the dance floor. So we got out there and I started the show. I started stepping and clapping and doing my step. And everybody followed me like they were supposed to. I did all the stepping. And I said, brothers, are we ready? And we stepped, and we stepped, and we had about six different steps that we did. And everybody was hollering and screaming, and the girls were clapping, and they were hollering and screaming, and everybody was watching us put on our show. And when we finished the show, we walked off with pride, and we stepped to the side and went over with the rest of the brothers, and everybody was slapping us five, and they were like, you guys put the show down. You guys are good steppers. And I'm like, yes, we are the West Coast Northern California stepping champs. That's what we are. And they were like, wow, you guys have come a long way. And I said, yeah, we're just getting started, because it was our first dance that we had danced in. And we stepped for everybody's entertainment. And they were really happy to see us perform. So after the dance, then, you know, a few of the guys turned around and they decided they wanted to go back to UC Davis. They wanted to drive back at 2 a.m. and I wasn't ready to go back. So I got Derek and Covington in the car with me and we went to San Francisco and we went to hang out at Derek's house. And we went there and spent the night and then hung out on the street and went down to Chinatown in San Francisco, and we had a good time. We went and ate Chinese food and walked through the city, and we even went up to San Francisco State, and we went to UC San Francisco just to look around and see what everybody was doing on campus. And then at the end of the night, we rode back, going back to UC Davis, and we were driving down the street, and I'm driving my car, and I get ready to make a right turn at the corner because I got kind of confused. I was trying to get on the freeway, and I was looking for the on-ramp for the freeway, and I was looking, and I was going down different streets, and I went down this one street, and all of a sudden, the street turned to the right, but I was in the left-hand lane, and I said, wait a minute, how am I supposed to get on the freeway from a left-turn lane? So I looked around, and I didn't see anybody watching. So I cut across the lane and made a right turn. And I was getting ready to pull onto the freeway, and the police stopped me. And they pulled on their light, and they pulled me over, and they made me get out the car, and they asked me for my identification. And my registration and my insurance. And, of course, I had all of that. So I gave it to them. And they had me standing outside the car. And it was Halloween night. And I was dressed like Dracula. I had a black pair of pants on. I had a white shirt. I had a red sash across my chest. And I had gray powder in my hair. And I had a big black Dracula cape on. And they made me get out with all of my costume on and stand out there and go through the drug test to see if I had been drinking and if I was driving drunk. And I passed the test because I hadn't been drinking. I drank earlier that day. But by the time we left to drive home, I was sober. So I wasn't having no drinking and driving problems. So they stopped me and they put me through a couple of tests and had me walk a line and touch my finger to my nose and all of that. And I passed everything. And people were getting on the freeway and they were looking at me and they were waving and they were pointing at me because I was standing on the middle of the street on the left turn aisle, and I was dressed like Dracula. So people were looking, and they were, like, making comments and pointing at me, and I was just standing there looking at them while they were looking at me, and I was waving at everybody like, how you doing? I'm just out here enjoying Halloween. And I just stood there. Until the policeman, he didn't even give me a ticket. He just said, I just stopped you because you made an illegal right turn from the lane you were in. And I wanted to let you know that we don't do like that around here. So I was like, okay, well, thank you, officer. I said, I'm a college student, so I'm on my way back to UC Davis to go to school. So thank you for not giving me a ticket. And I will be more careful next time. And I got in my 6.5 and I rolled off. And that was the end of the story. Yep, now it's time for a commercial break. So DJ Property, play some music. Drop the commercial spot. And we'll be back for more of the show. I was in Los Angeles, California. I think I was like 19 at the time. And I was dating this girl named Brenda. And her mother asked me if I was coming to her house for a birthday party. And I said, sure, I'm her boyfriend. I'll be at her party. So her mother said, okay, are you going to bring her a present? And I said, sure, I'm going to bring her a present. I said, by the way, how old is she going to be on her birthday? And her mother told me she was going to be 15. And I was like, 15? Now, this looked like a grown woman with big breasts and a beautiful face. And I was like, 15? 15? That means I was dating a 14-year-old girl. know that on Friday we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show, and we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show, and you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation, and we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com.
That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
G-Money.
Yeah.
You want to introduce a new segment that we're going to start sometime this week?
What are we going to call it? I don't know what we're going to call it. So how do I introduce it?
Well, you know, you can call it whatever you want. I call it Unlike Minds because it's, you know, it's you, me, and our other brother who are going to be on the radio, on the air, talking about whatever. You know, I think our first conversation is going to be about guns, so that should be an interesting one. But yeah, I call it Unlike Minds because, you know, all of our minds are different. We all think so differently. So.
Oh, okay.
But I guess that's still up in the air. Maybe we can ask the guests to your listeners to call in and give us a suggestion on what to call it.
Oh, okay. Are we live on the radio now?
Yes, so we are.
You just introduced the segment, and I don't have a title for it, ladies and gentlemen. It's a new program that we're trying to initiate on my radio show, and we're talking about, I don't know, a new idea about having a discussion about new ideas. We're thinking about talking about the gun control issue in the United States. And we're thinking about talking about education programs in the United States. So call in and tell us what you think we should talk about. Because we tried to get a new segment for my radio show. So anyway, I think it's time for me to end the radio show. I think that's the music. Say it's over. Time to go home. So, I'm G-Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment promoter. And I want to thank DJ Prophecy for his help. And DJ Big Nasty, wherever you are, thank you for your support in promoting the radio show. So, starting sometime this week, we'll have the new segment coming on. So, listen. And think about the new ideas for the radio show. All right, I'm G-Money, the Las Vegas Penny Gangster promoter, and I'm out of here. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Banger.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.